My name is Vera. I am Orvilian since 10 years. I'm originally from Belarus. I have a close connection to Russia. And the place where we are now is called International Zone. And by the plan of the mother, this zone is supposed to house the pavilions of the nations, the cultural pavilions that would express the national genius, that would show to the world what the soul of this nation is about, so that we can come to this place and learn from each other, learn the beauty of each other, learn to respect each other, enrich ourselves, and move towards oneness of humanity. Peace and human unity are the great ideals of humanity and are the main purpose behind Orville's existence. This instrument that you see here, the peace bell, is a project that has been realized on 15 August 2015. Now, it was meant for the international zone, and the aspiration behind is to invite people to focus their intention for peace and human unity. So since then we hold the regular monthly meditations, and anybody can ring the bell, focusing on this deep inner calling for peace. A few words about this instrument. It was made in Moscow by the person who, so to say, reinvented this type of the instruments, the plate bells. Since 2007, I present in Russia the project related to the Russian pavilion, future Russian pavilion. It's not yet there. We're still in the projection of pavilions. So this one, the Tibetan pavilion, luckily has been materialized, and it is hosting this peace bell now. So 2007, a very special instrument came from Russia for the purpose of sharing something from very deep from the Russian culture. It has a very particular tuning. The sounds inside this plate are not random. They're very consciously fused, tuned, so that they're blending with each other, and they create this recognition. This is very natural feeling, oh, this is harmony. And so I'm speaking with assuredness because I've been holding programs since 2007, and people from all continents have come and played these bells, and it's also a contribution to the human unity and peace. Over 2,000 people played the instrument together. And I invite you also, the 30th of January, there's going to be a workshop with the Russian singing bells where you can hear. It's a number of plates of a little smaller size, but also very beautiful in combination, so most welcome. And now this is going to be an hour of concentration on the deep, long resonating sound. It has a very special effect on the body, you would feel it. And I invite you to freely participate. Yeah, I will start, and just to demonstrate the technique, it's very simple. Yeah, you just have to remember, please be very careful when you ring at the beginning, because the sound can be very, very loud. Some people do it very loud. It's also okay, but just remember there are people with tender ears who don't like it so much. And also try not to get hurt by this, yeah, because it's heavy.